FBN Holdings, one of Nigeria's major holdco, held its second annual general meeting at Oriental Hotel in Lagos. PricewaterhouseCoopers, external auditors for the holding company, gave a clean bill of health in its financial statement about the holding company.
Auditor's responsibility. Our responsibility is to express an independent opinion on the consolidated and separate financial statements based on our audit. We conducted our audit in accordance with international standards on auditing. Those standards require that we comply with ethical requirements and plan and perform our audit to obtain a reasonable assurance that the consolidated and separate financial statements are free from material misstatement.
Shareholders commended the holdco for paying 1 naira 10 kobo in dividend despite the challenges in the banking industry through regulations and various other factors.
And I would like to give the credit to the entire workforce of First Bank, because it's not the directors that pay that you direct. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to do something and do it in a nice way and in a way that will be appreciated. Shall we give a round of applause to the entire workforce?
Mr. Chairman, today, FBN Holding cannot talk of earning of 2 naira 16 kobo. This bank is beyond that. This elephant is rampaging. He has stampeded your peers in the industry. Today, if you are looking at turnover, no banks in this country made such turnover, 3.8 trillion. They don't have it. Customer deposits there, 2.9 trillion. Nobody has it. So I think you're still number one, not even by that name. You're still number one in the industry.
In his response, the CEO of FBN Holding Company, Malam Bello Mashido, thanked the shareholders for the support to the holdco and also assured them that the holdco would continue to drive and push various strategies that will continue to achieve profitability for the holdco and indeed the shareholders.
In your various comments, you had highlighted a number of areas where the income lines of the group have been impacted by regulatory pronouncements, which reduced the commission on turnover, which increased interest we're paying on savings accounts, which sterilized a large quantum of funds that were holding as deposits, but today are sitting at zero interest rates. The disappearance of charges on automated teller machines, ATM. Despite all of which, I am happy to report that your group was able to deliver 7% growth in our gross earnings as a group.
Highlight of the event was the resolutions endorsing the dividend payment of 1 naira 10 kobo.
Will those in favor of the resolution please indicate by raising their admission or voting cards in their right hands?
The CEO of FBN Holding Company, Malam Bello Mashido, and the chairman, Dr. Oba Otudeko, give further insight on the plans of the holdco.
As a group, I'm happy to report that we were able to present very impressive performance to our shareholders, which includes 7% increase in our gross earnings from the performance of the previous year. We are also declaring a higher dividend of 35 billion, which is considerably higher than the 32 billion we reported in 2012.
I want to confirm to you that the board is strongly committed to continuous growth of the institution. Our primary commitment is to growing shareholder value. In doing this, we supervise the policies and ensure that with best practices corporate governance, we are focused on ensuring that we drill into all the various business opportunities for development of the financial sector. We take advantage of them, making sure that we are responsible parts of the Nigerian economy.